Thank you. Let me introduce the boys to you.
David, we'll do the whole show for your beautiful mother.
She let me know right real quick she's married and done been had. I said, marriage, single, or divorce? She said, married. I said, that's enough. But I see where you got that good looks. Huh? She does what? Your hair. Turn around and show it to him. Oh, darling. Next in line happens to be my son, Ray Martin. Let's hear a hand for him, would you? To my extremely left, a mud cat from the good state of Mississippi, Larry Wallace. Would you give him a nice hand? And I'd like for you to meet him over here on the base, if you don't mind. You know, one time we... Now, son, you can go on to your cage. They've got it cleaned out. I've done told you that once. I know what you want to do. You want to play horsey with me, don't you? I tell you, you just won't behave yourself. I like you. You help me make my show. You want to play horsey with me. Now, when I get off, you come right back here in the dark, and we'll play horsey. I'll be the head, and you act natural. I love you all. It's easy to have fun when you all have fun. As I started to say up home, we used to sell cattle to try to make a living. You know, if we had 10 head, we thought we was rich. Y'all that got that picture of me in my bibbed overhauls, I was getting ready to go to Sunday school when I took that picture back there, barefooted. We got one pair of shoes a year. Now, you want me to tell them who you are? Says we had a cow, he wouldn't give no milk, so we sold him. I guess about the best looking bass player I ever had.
That's right.
What? Are you her boyfriend?
Somebody put a lid on that garbage can out there.
Michelle Pierce is here for her. We recorded a new album. I hope I can make it through this. Back in 1949, I went to work with Bill Monroe, and they had a Grand Ole Opry tour. It said WSM Grand Ole Opry down the side of the bus on tour. I happened to get to ride 21 days in the same bus that the late and great Hank Williams rode, and sung some songs with him. Bill would sing the high part, and I'd sing baritone. In bluegrass, I can sing a little bit, not bragging, a little bit of bass, a little bit of tenor, a little bit of baritone, and some other parts. But anyhow, when Bill got tired, Bill would let play the mandolin, but he never did deny me, I guess because he liked to sing that high lonesome sound with me. But anyway, when he got tired, I said, Bill, you care if I play the mandolin a little bit? I played the mandolin before I went to work with Bill on a radio show. And so me and Hank sat there and sang, and I'd sang tenor, and we sung I Saw the Light. As you know, first of Hank Williams records, he had a mandolin. So after I sung with him about 30 or 40 minutes, he looked at Monroe and he said, Monroe? Bill said, yeah, what, Hank? Said, you better keep this Martin boy with you. If you don't, I'm going to buy him a mandolin and put him in my group. And Bill had Mac Wiseman working with him at that time. So that made me feel awful good when Hank Williams told Bill Monroe that he would harm me. You know how my knees felt, don't you? Shaky. So our producer is a sound man of the Grand Ole Opry by the name of Vic Gabbani. And he used to help produce me when I was on Decca till they fired me. And he wanted to make an album of me. And this is one of the songs he asked me to do that I've heard Hank sing. I hope I can get through it. And we got it in the album. If you'll kick it off a little bit, Ray, we'll let him hear it.